Talking today with Josh Pichong from Oklahoma State University. Josh, let's talk a little bit about this canola crop in light of these cold temperatures from Monday night, Tuesday morning. You've had a couple of stops already today in the canola tours. What have you seen thus far? Any evidence that we might have some damage?
For the most part, it hasn't been as severe as I originally thought it might be. We did see some drooping and some kind of wilting looking plants where it kind of bent over, but for the most part we haven't seen any big damage like splits in the stems and stuff like that. And as of right now this afternoon, most of it's already bounced back up and gone back vertical, so I'm hoping we haven't lost too much. We probably lost some pods because the flowers that were open probably went sterile because of the freeze, so we might have a gap in that raceme where we won't set any pods. But other than that, we should be able to bounce back from it pretty good.
So if the stuff that's already bloomed, could that potentially, you lose production off of it then?
Yeah, the stuff that's already set a pod is probably okay. But the flowers that were open during the freeze event probably went sterile, so we won't have pods from those flowers. But the plant will probably compensate and put on some more buds. So it's kind of hard to say exactly how big of a loss we hit, but we'll probably tell more in a week or so.
But what are you seeing so far? Obviously, you've been mostly south of Interstate 40 pretty much. Obviously, we're needing moisture very badly.
That's been the big ticket item this year. We need rain, and need it now. So the crop's pretty much on standby. It's trying to do what it can. Being an annual plant, it's going to produce whatever seed it can. What I do foresee, we might have some issues closer to harvest, trying to figure out when to swath it, because the crop right now is setting a crop for what moisture it has. And we do get a rain later this week, the plant's going to set a lot more buds than it had, so we might have two distinct different crops on that single plant. And so we'll have to kind of judge each field by each field and figure out what's the best solution for each field is when to swath it and which crop to actually go for. Hopefully the crop is not too far off from what's already been set, and we should be able to swath it in that window to get both crops.
So literally you could have a couple of different maturities on a single plant.
Yeah, like I said, what we have set right now, the plant is going to produce if it doesn't get any more rain at all. If it doesn't get any more rain, we'll probably drop what flowers we do have, and the pods that's already started will finish out. And those are going to be the upper branches. If we do get more rain, the lower branches, secondary branches, are going to grow more rapidly, and so you'll get kind of more of a bushy plant, and so that'll be kind of that later crop on there.
So we may have a field from the road look pretty good, but there obviously are some issues then.
There could be some issues, but for the most part, hopefully we'll get rain. We need rain to add to that yield. A lot of crops are severely stressed right now, so any rain would help right now.
So moisture really help much in the southwestern fields that you saw like yesterday?
Yes, there are still some decent fields out there. We have some excellent stands still, even though we went through a pretty harsh winter. We still have some fields that are looking pretty good. They're just more or less into dormancy due to the drought. They haven't really busted dormancy and gone full reproductive. Some have started flowering, but like I said, if we do get a rain, the plant will try to put on new pods. One issue, if we don't get a rain for a couple weeks, we'll be pushing that window closer to summer. And if we're flowering and it's 85, 90 degrees out, some of those flowers aren't going to set like they should. Mm-hmm. So we'll have limited production if we're getting too hot. So as long as it stays cool, we should be able to recoup a lot of those yields.
So rain in the next week or so would really have some great impact.
It'd have a huge impact. We were waiting on rain. So,
yeah, any other problems that you've seen as far as bugs, disease at this point?
That's one of the positives this year with the severe drought and the hard freezes. We haven't really seen too much pressure from the insects. A few areas last fall and winter we saw some worms. We haven't seen too much activity this spring yet. Last week we did see some stuff down in Texas that might start working this way, but for the most part we've seen a few bugs, but nothing worth warranting sprayed or even close to being needed to be sprayed.
What's the attitude of folks you've talked to?
You can tell there's a different attitude and still have a lot of optimism, but when it's year after year battling drought, it kind of wears on you. So
they still see canola as a good rotational crop for wheat?
Yes, many of the producers that have both their canola out and their wheat out, they're looking at both crops and they're able to tell it can be grown. It just needs a little water. Some fields, the canola's doing maybe a little better than the wheat, and some fields opposite. So there is potential. They do see the potential in the crop. So. Okay.